coming. We appreciate it. A lot of people we couldn't invite to our wedding because we're trying to keep it small because it's fucking expensive. So thanks a lot for coming out for this. We appreciate it. And here's Patterson.
How y'all doing? I want to congratulate Kelly and Gordon.
Said to me, woman, she's the death of me. I think there's anything I can do. She's got ways I don't understand. Putting words in my mouth make me do things I don't want to. But when she dropped the cornbread in the kitchen, Uncle Phil smiled as if she'd just done the greatest thing. And I don't think that I understood then, but I guarantee I understand now. I don't think that I understood then, but I guarantee I understand now. And my cousin screwed up without a doubt. All of a sudden he wasn't hanging out. And that girl, he said she's the cat's. And he disappeared from sight without a trace. And they had a bunch of babies and they got good jobs, working hard to provide the best they can. And I don't think that I understood then, but I guarantee I understand now. No, I don't think that I understood then, but I guarantee I understand now. Generations change hands, family ties, lips and eyes. Pass it down. And the weatherman today said warm and cloudy, cold front coming in around sundown. And I'm landing in your house full of your beautiful confessions, and I'm thinking that I'd like to stick around. The things I'd seen with my hands on a Bible that only now start to make sense. And I don't think that I understood then, but I guarantee I understand now. No, I don't think that I understood then, but I guarantee I understand now. Understand now. Understand now. Thank you.
evening. Thank you. That someone's gotta give pretty soon. Threw it on a camel's back. Someone's gotta give pretty soon. Living on to chase the dream, way beyond her ways and means. Years don't mean a goddamn thing. That's what she said, and I believe. On your face, someone's gotta give pretty soon. Swallow but can't stand the taste. So you got the wind with you. Living not and drinking lots. List the things we haven't got. And you're tired of life with the have nots. It's what you said, and I believe it. Maybe what you need for someone to send you flowers. Someone strong and mean who can prove he has the power to show you more than charm. Take you on your way to where you wanna be at the end of the day. And it breaks my heart in two to know it ain't meant to be, but it ain't me. It ain't me.
Thank you.
always been a religious man, I've always been a religious man. But I met the banker and it felt like sin. He turned my bailout down. Banker man led into me, led into me, led into me. Banker man led into me, led my things around. He thinks I ain't got a lick of sense, cause I talk slow, my money spent. I ain't thought to hold it against, but he better stay off my farm. Cause it was daddy's and his daddy's before, and his daddy's before, and his daddy's before. 5 generations and an unlocked door and a loaded burglar alarm. Pictures of my pretty family, lots of pictures of my pretty family in the house where we was born. House stood through 5 tornadoes, droughts and floods and 5 tornadoes. Rather ask of an alligator than to watch the banker scorn. See, he won't even look me in the eye, just takes my land and apologize. Pen and paper and a friendly smile, he said the deed is done. Sound of years, my daddy spinning. Sound of years, my daddy spinning. Sound of years, my daddy spinning over what the banker done. My legs and arms, then bury his body in the old sinkhole. Bury his body in the old sinkhole. Bury his body in the old sinkhole under cold November skies. Then damned if I wouldn't go to church on Sunday. Damned if I wouldn't go to church on Sunday. Damned if I wouldn't go to church on Sunday. Look the preacher in the eye.
Thank you. It's okay to shamelessly plug. My band's coming to town next month, I think. I think it's next month. I don't know the date, but Friday the 13th. That's right. That's gonna be good. And I think we're gonna play like first half, kind of dirt underneath, like what we did at the Georgia Theater last month, and then we're gonna kind of let it morph into something different, which is what we did in Tucson, but we haven't combined the two. So this can be the first time to like combine Austin and Tucson into one room and see if it catches on fire. But we just did that tour and it was a lot of fun, and we go in the studio Monday to start our record, And I'm gonna do a song that's gonna be, I guess, on the next record. This one's called The Opening Act. But first, I'm gonna have another drink of my beer. The scene one in this song, the first verse and first kind of chorus thing, is set in Columbus, Georgia. And I don't know if you've ever played a gig in Columbus, Georgia, but it was less than inspiring. And it's all pretty much true. And then the second verse is also in Columbus, Georgia. But then the act three is moving on. So anyway, this one's called the opening act. So let's see what happens. Paramedics get there and they haul off that urban bovine Knievel. And I see my friend and give him all my money and tell myself it's a necessary evil. And it's all such a fleeting thing, so I guess I best try and enjoy it. All this beauty in just enough time figure out how to destroy it. I'm just the opening act. Thank you.
Thank you.
Hey, could anybody bring me a bar towel or something? A towel of some sort. Yeah, and some whiskey. While you're at it, that's a good idea. Why didn't I think of that? This next song I wrote for a movie that's coming out this fall. And the movie's called Randy and the Mob, and it's funnier than hell. And Burt Reynolds has like a tiny part in it that's particularly funny, really good. And my buddy Ray McKinnon made the movie, and he made that short film, The Accountant, that we've shown it here. I was at a showing here. But he's a great filmmaker, and it's a cool movie. And damn if I could find... I saw the movie twice, and I can't find my song anywhere in it. The check cleared the bank, and it wasn't much. But I can't find it in it. So if anybody can find it, email me and tell me what scene it's in, so I can tell my mama.
Not
Thank you.
Time for thinking and dying.
what you want, but don't leave a man hanging. A shiny car and some really nice decks. Another man's jumping off the Golden Gate Bridge. Is this how it's supposed to be? An attempt at moral ambiguity. An attempt at writing what you know is wrong. Bring them all a circus, leave them with a song. Cracker Jack palaces, casinos at dawn. Last time I seen him, he was puking in the lawn. Playing on the stage in a fetal position. Blowing our minds and eating our kitchens. A bunch of old record men will never be paid. A bunch of great records that will never be made. Nothing's on the cupboard and nothing's in the fridge. Another man's jumping off the Golden Gate Bridge. Things will turn on a dime, but it's hard to tell. Last time I checked, I'm still crazy as hell. Walking on the air, dancing in air. Gravity decides what happens and where. I still remember how to ring that bell. Last time I checked, I'm still crazy as hell. Found it takes a minute to flip that lid. Another man's jumping off the Golden Gate Bridge.
Newest song that was brand new, so thank you. This is an old one. Them babies down the street, and the way that the cars
was all backed up behind her, the way that the cars all lined up behind her. Lost his mind, cause he'd rather not remember anymore. Cause he refuses to stop driving, so grandma's locked his keys next door. And he spends his days just looking around, but he's forgotten what he's looking for. He's forgotten what he's looking for. Get on. rest in bed. Out to Gordon and Kelly. I'm going to take a break. Let's all drink one for them. Happy, 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 happy wedding. We love you. I'm going to take a short break. Y'all kiss again. We'll see y'all in a little bit. Thank you. It's that time of night where everybody's just a little bit drunker than that earlier time of the night. That's what I've noticed. Yeah, it's not too much, yeah. I'll take a shot.
Damn internet's gonna kill me. I'm gonna make an adjustment right here that's just for this one song where I'm gonna turn it down right here, but so I think it's gonna be okay.
Were they doing there? felt like home, it must be alright. Or is it just a dream? Is it just a crazy dream? Memories replayed before him, all the tiny moments of his life. Lying round in bed on a Saturday morning, two daughters and a wife, two daughters and a beautiful wife. Over, shocked and horrified. Dolls and flowers by the storefront, and everybody cries, and everybody cried and cried.
Virginia. That's what I'm going to play. Speaking of Richmond, Virginia, this is kind of the other side of the coin. I wrote this song, this next song, in Richmond, Virginia, in Wes and Jill Freed's living room. And we all know who Wes and Jill are, but if anybody don't, Wes does all the artwork on our record covers, and he and Jill are two people that we just love more than life itself. And oh, thank you, darling. I'm going to turn this back like it was, by the way. Oh, yeah. So, I wrote it in Wes and Jill's living room, or I started it there, and then I finished it in Denton, Texas. Except I wrote the second verse on a trampoline in Athens, Georgia. And it wasn't until years later that I found out I'd actually written it about Wes and Jill, when Jill told me. Jill informed me that that song was about them, and that's why they love it so much. And it had never occurred to me before. I thought it was about me. But don't tell them that, because it's about them and me. Because I went by it line by line. It's like, that one too, yeah. So I just didn't know it. That's the good thing about songs is, you know, it might be about one of y'all too. It's about any of us that are heathens. So here we go. Thank you.
but the wrinkle in your forehead tells me there's a fit about to get thrown. If we get the van out of the ditch before morning, ain't nobody gotta know about what ain't done. And I never hear a single word you say when you tell me not to have my fun. It's the same old shit that I ain't gonna take off anyone. And I don't need to be forgiven by them people in the neighborhood. When we first hooked up, you looked me in the eye. You said, "Paul, we just ain't no good." I'm just a heathen still, and I never have repented for the wrongs they say I've done. Done what I feel.
If I do one more brand new one, this one's the second newest song I got. Is that okay? And, I'm trying to play them as much as I can. We're going to the studio Monday. I'm trying to get ready. So, I came home from the road from that last tour. Sometimes it's easier to decompress than other times, and sometimes it's not so easy. And about the fifth day I was home, there was this I love like old movies, and I watch the Turner Classic Channel at TCM a lot. And they were having a documentary about John Ford, who's like a film director from, you know, 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s. He made like 140 something movies, and I'm a big fan. I love him. He did like some of the like the greatest westerns, and I never even liked westerns till I was like in my late 30s, and I just fell in love with westerns. I started liking John Wayne. It's like, even if he was a Republican, I like John Wayne. I used to hate John Wayne. I thought John Wayne was the most overrated actor in the world. I hated him. Then one day, all of a sudden, I just started really liking John Wayne. I saw The Searchers on the big screen at my college. I don't go to college, but at the college in the town that I live in, they never let me in. College I went to, you didn't even have to take your ACT or your SAT. That's how I got to go. But they were showing The Searchers, and I went, and it was great. And there was John Wayne 20 feet high up on that screen, and I don't know, I became a John Wayne fan. So I watched this documentary about John Ford, who made like the westerns that are just high art. They're so good. And as soon as it was done, I went inside my office and I wrote this song. It's not really about that. It just talks about it. But this song's called The Monument Valley.
Thank you. I'm still working it out. Next song takes place in McNairy County back in the early 1970s, back in the days when Sheriff Buford Busser ran things around there. The Sheriff Buford Busser is trying to clean up McNairy County from all the bootleggers bringing crime and corruption and illegal liquor into his little dry county just south of Jackson, Tennessee, the birthplace of Carl Perkins. Lately, McNairy County's been in the news again. In fact, about a year ago, I was in Spain, and I turned on the TV over there, and the top story in the news was in McNairy County, Tennessee, when that lady shot her preacher husband in bed with a shotgun. And I'm lucky in the way of fate, especially when it comes to good stories. And I was recently staying in Mississippi at a really bad motel room, and the TV set there only got one channel, and it was fixated on the courtroom trial of that lady who shot her husband, the preacher, in McNairy County. And I happened to be watching when she took the stand. I happened to be watching when they pulled out that special outfit he bought her to wear. And you could hear the gasp in the courtroom on the TV. Everybody in that courtroom gasped when she pulled out that special outfit he made her wear. And who knows if she's crazy or if he deserved it or not. But at the moment they pulled out that special outfit he made her wear, I knew she was gonna walk. Cause it's still the Bible Belt, motherfuckers. So we're gonna take you back in time to the days of Sheriff Buford Busser in McNairy County. That lady was probably just a little girl about then. Got some smoking grass, and the judge threw the book, and I saw a little opportunism in your look. You can take it from me, boy, take it from a crook. We got friends on the inside and friends on the outside. Think up behind you, so keep on the good side. Standing there staring down at your shoes, thinking about your mom and dad and wondering what to do. With your best look inside yourself, boy, we're out watching you. You got friends in jail who will see you through. Boy, don't forget, no matter what you do, don't piss off the boys from Alabama. No, they won't let it slide. Well, they might find your body in the Tennessee River. They might not find it at all. And there ain't no way to run and hide and defend it safe at all. So
so don't piss off the boys from Alabama. We're keeping an eye on you. Like a man, ain't nobody gonna stick anything up your ass if you remember who your friends are. Got good help down in Franklin County, hunt you like a dog. You can take your file or lose it all. The choice is up to you. I wouldn't piss off boys from Alabama if I was you. If I was you.
Them fuckers in
the White House said a change is coming round. But I'm working at the Walmart, Mary Alice in the ground. And all them politicians, they're all lying sacks of shit. They say better days upon us, but it's sucking left on tit. And the preacher on the TV says it ain't no plain to me. But I bet it drives a Cadillac, and I'm broke with hungry mouths to feed. And I wish I'm still an outlaw was a better way of life. I could clothe and feed my family, still have time to love my pretty wife. If you say I got it coming and you got better things to do, turning mountains into oceans, putting people on the moon, turning mountains into oceans, putting people on the moon.
Family's gone. Who am I?
Thank you very much. Spiders, she says they're on me when I sleep, waiting in the outhouse for me, underneath the seat. About 97, and she is sure when she gets to heaven, old Saint Peter's gonna throw his arms around her and say, I've waited so long for us to meet. She put the general in a box and buried him beyond Stony Point Church of Christ. When I was 3, when the Lord comes to take me, I'll die with a smile, 'cause he's taking all my pains and fears. Words were, it's hotter than hell in here. Keeps a box of spiders, so she told me as a child. And I would hold it in for hours to so much. I'm going to do one more. It's been great. Concert, 14 years old, and I thought them lasers were a spider chasing me. On my way home, I got pulled over
Rogersville, Alabama, with a half ounce of weed and a case of Sterling Big Mouth. Buddy Gene was driving, he just barely turned 16. I'd like to say I'm sorry, but we live to tell about it. And I plan on living to do a whole bunch more crazy, fucked up shit. And I never saw Lynyrd Skynyrd, but I sure saw Molly Hatchet. 38 Special and the Johnny Van Zandt Band. When I was 17, I drank a fifth of vodka on an empty stomach. And I drove over to a friend's house, and I backed my car between his parents' Cadillacs without a scratch. And I crawled to the back door and slithered through the mail hole. I sneaked up them stairs and I puked in the toilet, and I passed out and nearly drowned, but his sister Dee Dee pulled me out. And I woke up the next morning, and they were all standing around me, just like that scene with Dorothy at the end of The Wizard of Oz. They were all in black and white, dressed like Kansas farmers, and they were all saying, "Are you okay? Are you okay?" I said, "Of course I'm okay, because I woke up feeling fine." They said, "Well, you almost died last night," and they proceeded to tell me that story about how I backed my car up the driveway perfectly. I always was a good drunk. And even a better drunk driver. And I backed my car between his parents' car, and then I crawled to the door, and his mama let me in because I was banging on the door saying, "Motherfucker, let me in." And I crawled all the way up the stairs, and then I passed out in the toilet, and they pulled me out, and I didn't believe them. I said, "Y'all are full of shit. I feel fine. None of that happened." They said, "Well, then why are we in black and white and dressed as Kansas farmers? Look in the mirror." And I did. And it wasn't pretty. Even then. And I never saw Lynyrd Skynyrd, but I sure saw Molly Hatchet. And the band that I was in played "The Boys Are Back in Town." Skynyrd was set to play in Huntsville, Alabama, in the spring of 77. I had my ticket, but it got canceled. And they said, "Hang on to that ticket stub, young man, and have no fear, because the show will be rescheduled." And sure enough, a few months later, the show was rescheduled, and I was so excited. It was the Street Survivors tour. And as they say, history. And I never saw Lynyrd Skynyrd, but I sure saw Ozzy Osbourne with Randy Rhoads in 82, right before that plane crash. And I never saw Lynyrd Skynyrd, but I sure saw AC/DC with Bon Scott singing "Let There Be Rock" tour. Bon Scott singing, let there be rock tour. With Bon Scott singing, let there be rock. Congratulations, Gordon and Kelly. I think you've both done good. Best of luck in your new tools, in the life hereafter, and that honeymoon in Hawaii. Here we go. Oh,
lost my nerve. I tried my imagination, but I was disturbed. Jenny, I got your number. I need to make you mine. Jenny, don't change that number. It's 675-309. It's 675-309. I got it. I got your number on the wall. I got it for a good time. For a good time,
laps off into narcotic ramblings. Moon and mascara, I've always been a holy terror. Temptations lurking everywhere. If your mind's in the gutter, beware. Find me there. After the funeral, we You said it should have been me, but I'm still around. And I've been so wild, I'm surprised I made it to the seventh grade. When all my dead friends have settled down, my eyes were puffy and she asked me if I'd been crying. And I said, tears aren't for pussies, but who is I kidding anyway? So we stopped at the bar and drank them dry. Beer and tequila. I've always been a thrill seeker. The thrills are a dime a dozen these days. And I found a dime in the gutter today. Tails facing up.
Now that I'm in
didn't know this could happen to me. Congratulations, y'all. Good night. We'll see y'all on Friday the 13th with the big band. Thank you.
Los Ángeles, Juana's Addiction.